Good morning. Welcome to Breakfast with Ken for Monday, September 28th, 2020, brought to you by the great people at Today's Dentistry. Dr. Mike O'Neill, the best dentist that there's ever been. Call him. Make an appointment to see the best. If you're going to hire a dentist, hire the best. This is what you do. You don't just make an appointment to see a dentist. You hire a dentist. 317-849-2933. Let's talk about the Indianapolis Colts yesterday. They whooped up on the New York Jets. The Jets are woeful. 36-7. The final score was tied at 7 at one point. And I tweeted, don't get nutty. Don't get worried. Colts are going to win this game by 20-plus points. Of course, they did. And I told you all last week that the Colts were going to cover the whatever the spread was. It vacillated from like 10 to 12 and then settled back at 11.5. The Colts were going to cover that number. And I said, when they do, they're going to take their foot off the gas. They're going to try to run clock. That's exactly what happened. And so the under wound up covering. Not by much, but you don't have to cover by much in order to cash. I told you, Colts cover, take the under. Ding, ding. Why don't you people listen to me, for the love of God? The good, the bad, and the ugly. Part of the good, we're going to talk about when Philip Rivers is bad, like he was against the Jaguars. Yesterday, we got the good Philip Rivers. 17-21 for 217, a touchdown, no picks. When Philip Rivers is clean, the Colts are going to win games. He threw one really questionable pass. That was it. Otherwise, he was phenomenal. He was so decisive. And the way you got to see that is because the Colts then brought in Jacoby Brissett. And when Jacoby Brissett came in, you saw something different. You saw a lack of decisiveness. You saw a guy who's trying to figure it out instead of just like take the snap, boom, done. Jacoby Brissett looking, he's moving all over here, he's moving there. Didn't go so well for Jacoby Brissett. That's the difference between Philip Rivers and Jacoby Brissett. Jacoby Brissett, a really good dude, a really nice person, but he's not decisive. You got to be decisive. You got to get rid of the football quickly. Totally clean game. No sacks, no picks, no turnovers. Colts can do that. The way that the Colts are going to have trouble winning games is when they shoot themselves in the foot. Shoot yourself in the foot, you're going to have trouble winning games. That's just the way it is in the NFL, but especially it's going to be true for the Colts because Philip Rivers is not capable of like being that Aaron Rodgers, Russell Wilson type of quarterback who can win you games late. That's not who he is. The defense scored 16 points. That's good. Two pick sixes and a safety. Your defense scores 16 points. You are going to win that football game, period. End of conversation. That never doesn't happen. You get two pick sixes. I don't know what in the history of the NFL, teams with two pick sixes, what they are, but I'll bet it's something and oh, all right? The bad, Sam Darnold was absolutely terrible. Another good thing, 29 runs for 119 yards. That's fine. 4 yards a carry for the Colts. That's going to get it done. But, in fact, why don't we save Sam Darnold for the ugly? The bad was Brissett coming in. Brissett's not a winning starting quarterback, period, end of conversation. And as a backup, he's going to barely help you stay competitive. He was 7-9 last year. That's who he is. You know, even with a great offensive line and a running game that's picking up yards, Jacoby Brissett is only going to be able to be just a hair shy of being a 500 quarterback. Is he a quality backup? Can you see a situation where Jacoby Brissett leads the Colts to a meaningful win? I cannot. So as far as backups go, I wouldn't rank him highly. The kind of guy I'd want as a backup is what the Bears have gotten. The Bears are the next opponent for the Indianapolis Colts. They got Nick Foles as a backup, or maybe now Trubisky as a backup. You've got to have some kind of level of dynamism if you're going to be a backup and you're going to win games in the NFL. And Jacoby Brissett just doesn't have it. He's a terrific guy, like I said. He's indecisive in the pocket. He is slow of foot. There is really nothing that he can do that you really, really like. That's the way it is. Eason, can Jacob Eason play quarterback? Can he be a dynamic backup at this point? Or Chad Kelly on the practice squad? I don't know. That's why they pay Chris Ballard the big bucks. Bad also, just 7,500 people in the stands. I don't know how they make these determinations. I don't know who's in charge of, like, you know, social distancing and safety measures for people so they don't get a bunch of COVID when they're at Lucas Oil Stadium or a place like it. But there was plenty of room. Plenty of room. Way more room for way more people without anybody ever bumping into each other or becoming a menace to one another. Far less crowded in the aisles, on the concourse, and in the stands at Lucas Oil Stadium than on the street in downtown Indianapolis. And that's saying something, because ain't nobody in downtown Indianapolis. So that was bad. The ugly, the Jets, everything about them. Sam Darnold, terrible. The offensive line, terrible. The receivers, terrible. The defense, I thought was awful. I didn't think there was anything good. The thing that was fun to watch from the press box yesterday for the Colts was the amount of room every receiver had that Phillip Rivers chose to throw to and those he didn't choose to throw to. You could hardly make a bad decision throwing to any of the receivers for the Colts because they were all open. I've never seen anything like it. There are guys running free all over the field. It was just a matter of which one Phillip Rivers chose to throw to. The Jets have 12 former Colts on their roster. A couple on the practice squad, but the rest of them, like Pierre Desir and Nate Harrison and Quincy Wilson, those are three defensive backs that the Colts said adios to that the Jets picked up. Good luck to you. Also, good guys. I like Pierre Desir a lot. And Quincy Wilson, I always felt bad for. But you know what? Can they play football? They didn't yesterday. So that's the good, the bad, and the ugly. The Bears, they will host the Colts this Saturday at Soldier Field. And it's Soldier Field, not Soldiers Field. Soldier Field. And I think the Colts win this game. And I don't think it's going to be terribly close. I think the Bears, and I watched almost the entire game against the Falcons yesterday. Really, I started doing the podcast with that, the Setting the Pace podcast about the Pacers, right at about the time, about 10 minutes left in the game, that Foles led the Colts back from the dead. The Colts, or the Bears were down 16, 26-10 in the fourth quarter. And the Falcons folded, the Bears came back. Foles leads them to victory. They are now 3-0. They've beaten the Lions, who won yesterday. So other than the three teams that the Bears have beat, that's the first win among them. So the Lions, they're now 1-2. The Giants are 0-3. The Falcons are 0-3. The Bears are not a good football team, but they're 3-0. We don't argue with 3-0, but it's going to wind up being 3-1 because the Colts are going to kick their ass, and that's the way it works. I don't know what the line is. I would assume that the Bears will be favored by, let's say, 4.5. I'm all over the Colts. Heat, Lakers in the NBA Finals. The Heat, they vanquished the Celtics yesterday, 125-113. Bam Adebayo was fantastic. It's always somebody different for the Heat, and they really don't care who it is, whether it's Tyler Hero or whether it's Duncan Robinson or whether it's Jimmy Butler or whether it's Bam Adebayo. They just don't care. I love that about them. They are an anomaly among NBA Finals teams. The Lakers are not an anomaly. They've got an alpha male. They've got a superstar in LeBron James, so I think that they're going to wind up winning this series, but I love the way the Heat play. I'm going to be all over the Heat. I'm going to be rooting for the Heat because, number one, as a result of the Heat sweeping the Pacers, Nate McMillan was brushed aside, right? I don't like it when good coaches get fired. And Nate McMillan was a good coach and a good guy, and he got fired. Now, granted, the Pacers were likely to always be exactly what they are with Nate McMillan as the coach, but that's because of their talent level. So you fire the coach, you keep the players, and the players are what win. I mean, that's the way it works in the NBA. This is a players' league. You can have a great coach. Look who you got. Look who the coach of the Lakers is. That's Frank Vogel. Frank Vogel was fired as the coach of the Indiana Pacers. Where is he now? He's in the NBA Finals. It's not about the coach. It's about the players. You go get great players, you're going to win a championship, or you got a chance to win a championship. You get good, a whole bunch of good, you're going to win 50 games, and you're going to be eliminated before the conference finals. That's the way it works. That's the NBA. And that's why firing Nate McMillan, I didn't think was the right move. We'll see who the Pacers hire on the back end of this. Is it going to be Chauncey Billups? I think it's going to be Chauncey Billups. Because if it's not Chauncey, when was the last time the Colts just went kind of out of left field and hired a guy without a tether to the organization and who's never been a head coach before? I can't come up with one. So that's like Larry Bird, but you know what I mean. Larry Bird was a guy, right? I mean, Larry, that's not like the next Nick Nurse or next Eric Spoelstra. They haven't hired a guy like, who is it? Bjorngren from Toronto. They haven't hired a guy like that, or Craig from Miami. Haven't hired a guy like that in ever. This Billups would fit the mold for a Simon hire as a head coach. Those other guys, they would not. We'll see what happens. It's going to be interesting. And I guess their second round of interviews have commenced. Baseball's regular season is over. I thought it was going to feel like it was too short when it was 60 games. It wasn't too short to me. It was way too damn long. 60 games was way too long to watch these Cubs play. The Cubs, the bats, they kind of woke up yesterday. They took a 10-1 lead, the Cubs did. And then, here come the White Sox battling back against that bullpen. Marquez, okay. Braylon Marquez is supposed to be all this. Well, he wasn't yesterday. He let the White Sox back in a game where they were dead. The Cubs wind up winning that thing 10-8. So the playoffs are going to start tomorrow. You got the White Sox and the A's tomorrow at 3 o'clock. And then on Wednesday, you've got the Cubs and the Marlins. That game's going to be at 2 o'clock in the afternoon. Yesterday, Billy Hamilton, David Bote, and Chris Bryant all hit home runs. It's good that Bryant is healthy. Hopefully that health continues, because the Cubs, they need offense. They don't have any. They got Jason Hayward hitting over 250. That's like it. That's terrible. And the guy hitting 250 is Cameron Maben, who's been with the Cubs for like a minute and a half. This is not good. This is not a good offensive team. Kyle Schwarber, under 200. Chris Bryant, around 200. Anthony Rizzo at 220-ish. This is a team that's not hitting the ball well. The guys, Javi Baez, under 200. They have got to hit the ball if they're going to win a playoff series. Even against the screwed-up Miami Marlins, they got to go on some kind of an offensive rant, which is what they got to do. We'll see what happens. Let's celebrate some birthdays today. Had our high school reunion over the weekend down in New Albany. Had a fabulous time. So much fun to see so many good people that where we've all kind of chewed some of the same ground. You know what I mean? Fell back into great rhythms with people. And just had a terrific time. Got some terrible news about the health of some of our classmates, and that's just awful. And I guess that happens as you get older, but I'm just absolutely heartsick about hearing some of the news that we got when we were down in New Albany. Had a great time. The people at Valley View Golf Club were fantastic. Thanks to everybody who put it together, Keek and Root, and everybody's got nicknames in New Albany. It's just the way it is. JD and great to see guys like Mike Hoffman and Chris Pruitt and Louis Stevens and spend a lot of time with them reconnecting, all kinds of fun. But let's celebrate some birthdays. That's a topic for another thing. This is about sports, baby. Adam Gibson, happy birthday. Andy Foster, Martin Gould, happy birthday. The great Joey Steiner. Talk about a beloved New Albany name. There is no more beloved New Albany name than Steiner for a variety of reasons. Mark Zanetto, happy birthday. Larry Higgins, Farouk Ohab, happy birthday. Stacey Beckett, Lisa Sears, happy birthday. Sally Betts, the great Jack Arute, celebrating a birthday. Doug McQuaid, Rich Herrera, and the great J.R. Hammonds, one of the best programmers I've ever worked with, celebrating a birthday. If it's your birthday, you celebrate like hell. If it's not your birthday, you know what? You celebrate somebody else. Pay somebody an honest and specific compliment. That's all you got to do. Just be nice to people. Can you? Let's go, right? Be nice. We all got our challenges. And right now, we've all got plenty of challenges. Why make your presence in somebody else's life an additional challenge? Lessen the challenges. Pay them a nice, just say, hey, look at that. You look wonderful. A lot of people look good at the reunion. Got to tell you the truth. We'll talk to you later today. We're going to break down the Colts in depth a little bit later inside Indiana sports now. I can't wait to talk to you then.